You're now listening to the Belief and Hustle podcast presented by Average is Failure. This is a podcast at the intersection of faith, work, and culture. I'm your host, Vaughn Edmead, aka Coach Vaughn. Now let's get it. Hey, what's up, everybody? Thank you all for joining on another episode of the Belief and Hustle podcast presented by Average is Failure. I am Vaughn Edmead, the founder, so to speak, of Average is Failure. And I'm not using that term in any grandiose way to puff myself up or anything like that. But it's just been a fun project that I've pursued over the course of the past 8 years or so. So let's talk a little bit today about, you know, where things are, what I'm doing, a little bit more about, you know, kind of where the vision for what's happening here. I had a great talk with my friend Paul last night, who's also been helping me with this movement per se. And I believe I gained some clarity on how we're going to do this and what this journey is going to look like. So one of the things that we all try to do and we're all taught to do, and it's a good thing to pursue, is to become a guru in our space, to become a thought leader, you know, an expert. And I was finding a bit of a challenge, you know, all the best business books and you know, branding books and things like that talk about choosing one thing to be your niche or niche, as some people call it, and really doubling down on that and building deep instead of wide. And one of the challenges that I've had over the years is that there's so many different subject matters that I find valuable. There's so many different subject matters that I find interesting. And so, you know, the challenge for me has been, hey, where do I plant my flag? I wear a bunch of different hats. You know, on the one hand, I think one of the most important things that I want to be able to talk about is my spiritual journey, is the what I've learned through the Bible, what I've learned through listening to other religious scholars and biblical theologians and my own biblical studies, you know. But on the other hand, I also wanted to kind of make sure that I talk about practical things. Not that the spiritual stuff isn't practical, but I wanted to make sure that I also gave some people things that could help them, aside from just in the spiritual realm, but also in terms of their work life. Okay, things like job applications, and you know, what does it take to pursue your dream? I wanted to talk to people about kind of what does it take to at least start building a brand. And just like anybody else, from time to time, I struggle with imposter syndrome, I would say. Because while I'm very knowledgeable about a lot of these things, I wouldn't say that I have attained yet to the highest heights of career development, although I did teach professional development and career development for a little while, and for an actual company where I had students. You know, it was my job to put on career development workshops and events and one-on-one coaching, etc. You know, so we have that on one hand. On the other hand, I've studied so much about branding and marketing and small business concepts, and even Fortune 500 business concepts, that I've been able to help a couple of people here or there with just some ideas on how they could approach building their brands. So in essence, you can say that I have a strong interest in helping people to build their personal and business brands and really, give some tools that'll help them to find success in those spaces. Okay. But again, you know, to me, the spiritual aspect is important as well. And I also have an interest in, you know, leadership development. You know, what does it really take to be a strong leader? And forgive me if this episode seems a little bit all over the place, but, you know, the challenge that Paul gave me, all right, the challenge that Paul gave me was to, you know, to allow that vulnerability. And I don't know how else to share the vulnerability of where I am right now without really talking about all those different things that are constantly on my mind. So I'm interested in all of those things, which makes it very difficult for me to just say, hey, I do this one specific thing. And so the other thing that you know, Paul and I talked about was, I think we both in our conversation kind of came to this realization, and I came to this realization also from listening to a few other podcasts that he's introduced me to, and some that I've discovered on my own as well, that mindset is such an important it's such an important thing. And one of the things that Paul helped me with was getting back to, and it's funny because Paul is not even a coach and I'm a coach, right? And so I think that's an important principle there for individuals to learn, is that coaching is not only, you can certainly gain some valuable insight from going to a professional coach, okay, with some specific skills that can help you to arrive at a decision or arrive at least at a crucial realization, epiphany, if you will. But also just talking to somebody who may not necessarily specifically be a coach, but is somebody who at least is a thinker, somebody who's able to help you reflect on your own thoughts and articulate your own thoughts and help you to figure out the gaps in those thoughts. That's really what a coach is and what a coach is trying to do. And one of the things that we realized in the conversation that we were having, and through, you know, both of us listening to these different things, is that I was trying to focus on being more tactical. I was trying to be laser focused on giving people, you know, specific steps to do a very specific task. And one of the things that we realized is that maybe, just maybe, I haven't given enough value and really I haven't valued mindset enough and the role that mindset plays. And we were reminded about the original reason why Average's Failure was started. Because the original Average's Failure was basically started as a change in one's mindset. It was a change in the mindset of mediocrity. It was a change from the mindset of simply just trying to say, I will do just enough to get by, to saying, hey, I will do enough that I can look back on my work and be proud of the effort that I put into a particular situation, into a particular task, into a particular job, into, you know, the different aspects of my life. And that's important because that mindset is really the foundation of what led to everything else. And so to neglect that would, you know, could be potentially detrimental. And it was so funny because even with all the tactics that these other individuals were sharing, a lot of it often, you know, in some way, shape, or form, they always kind of went back to a mindset and what's affecting people's mindset. You know, there are a lot of things that we don't pursue, not because we don't have the skill to pursue it, but simply because of mindset. There are a lot of things that even if we don't have the skill to pursue right now, it's not that hard to gain the skill, but we often don't get to it because of our mindset. You know, the things that we are telling ourselves, whether it's a mindset of feeling unworthy, whether it's a mindset of feeling just not ready, not prepared, whether it's the mindset of wanting to kind of know how things are going to work out before you've even taken the first step. Okay. So, and as you grow and as you get older, you start realizing that there's a lot that you never discover. There are avenues and possibilities that you never see, that you can never attain to, because your mindset is what's stopping you from getting to the possibilities. Because there are just some things that aren't revealed until you take that that first step. You know, we can go biblically on this, but how many individuals did they never even saw, you know, what was possible, except that they took a first step, you know, based on the limited amount of vision that they could see. Okay. What do I mean by that? You know, there's a point in the Bible where we all know about, you know, Moses and the Red Sea parting, but we forget about the story where the challenge was for them to begin stepping into the water. This was, in later stories in the Bible, but moving into the water before the water parted, you know, imagine how scary that might be. And I'm not trying to use that as a, I don't want to misappropriate the meaning of that story, but it's just to say that all over, whether you're talking about spiritually, biblically, and even in our everyday lives, when we look at examples in the real world, there are certain things that don't occur. There are certain ideas that don't even come into fruition in your mind because you haven't taken the first step. You know, you don't even know what you need, except that you take the first step sometimes because you don't know what's missing. Anyway, I didn't even mean to go down that path for that long. Okay. So ultimately what I wanted to talk about here is the fact that in the conversation with Paul, I was reminded to, as far as the content of what we'll be doing here, I was reminded to get back to my story. And quite possibly, and this is no guarantee, you all, but quite possibly my niche is not so much the specific skill that I might teach from time to time here on this podcast. It may not be tied to a specific industry, okay? But what my niche might simply be is my story and the lessons that I learned from it. And so this goes back to this in essence takes me away from having to worry about, and watch that, look at how that affects mindset. This takes me away from having to worry so much about having to be a guru of some sort, which is how everybody is, trying to project themselves nowadays. And there's nothing wrong. There's some people should be projecting themselves as a guru because they have some specific knowledge that can be very helpful, and they have a specific lens through which they see things that's very helpful for reframing how maybe some others see things. And it might be within a very specific industry. But then there are, for some of us, I think Gary Vaynerchuk would be a great example of, I think, the person who really began pointing this out to individuals. But for some others, it's not so much about trying to be a guru, but maybe for me, it's simply about documenting And what do I mean by documenting? I mean simply using my story and taking principles, finding the principles, finding what I'm learning along the way. And sharing those, because that can be helpful as well. And so focusing, my story is my niche. And, you know, as Gary would say, sometimes it's better for somebody to be, imagine, think about all the documentaries that you've watched, okay? The person who's shooting the documentary or who's putting it together is often not the guru, okay? He's often the person who simply, found a concept that intrigued them. And so they pursued and followed the rabbit trail simply to find how deep it goes until they discovered, some interesting fact or came to some interesting conclusion or simply maybe even just arrived at simply another interesting more interesting questions. Okay. So what does that mean for me? Again, that means that you all are going to, hopefully hear a bit more about, the story behind Average is Failure, which is a continual journey. Okay. I think it's important for me to share in this episode as well that, because we're really just setting a foundation. We don't know where this is going to go. We don't even know if this is going to be considered a successful podcast. But one of the things that Paul and I spoke about yesterday, Paul really pointed this out, and it was really helpful for me, was where I can be maybe be helpful is reminding folks that the concepts that I've spoken about, whether you talk about the book that I wrote called Average is Failure, or whether that you're talking about, the videos that I used to put up on YouTube, whether you're talking about my Instagram account, et cetera. At the heart of Average is Failure are the principles that really did allow me to move from where I used to be. People often say in church, where I used to be is no longer where I am. And I'm really glad to be able to say that where I was 9 years ago now, this is shortly before Average is Failure, but these were some of the, back in 2011 is when I think the foundations for Average is Failure, what would turn into Average is Failure, began to be set, okay? And what's important there for you to know is that where I was then, I'm so glad I'm not there anymore. And there are definitely things that I wish I did a lot better even then, that maybe I could have been propelled further in comparison to that, now. But trust and believe, where I am now, man, is such a long way from where I used to be. And so one has to be careful, often be careful not to complain. But at the same time, what I would say is that I've not yet made it to where I really want to be in my journey. Okay. But I'm pursuing it and I'm learning things along the way as I pursue it. And I'm enjoying, the journey as I pursue it as well. And that journey comes with ups and downs and many opportunities for learning. And my hope is that as I, some people can speak from and there's value for the person who is able to speak from the point of view of having really attained to where most people want to attain in their business, in their career, and simply in their own personal development. I know that I have a long way to go. And sometimes the thought that creeps in is that, because I haven't arrived, I don't have anything to share. When in reality, as I always say, this is a marathon, not a sprint. And so therefore, there's value for the person who's in the middle of the race, who can show you, you know, how to handle that part of the race while you're in it, or to simply say, hey, while I'm not where I want to be, I haven't actualized the full reality of where I want to be, there's somebody out there who does want to be where I am. You know, there's somebody out there who is frustrated and is in the same spot that I was in 9 years ago and is hoping to simply get to where I've been lucky to get to. And when I say lucky, you know, I don't just mean all out luck. I believe God has positioned me, you know, and put the right people around me and slap me in the back of the head from time to time when I've needed a slap in the back of the head. It didn't just come by accident. There was effort that had to go into this. There were uncomfortable times that had to go into this, but all of those things were helpful, and have arrived and have gotten me to the place where I am now. So then, let me wrap this up here. I still got to go and get to work, you know, but I hope that's something that I said was helpful in here to somebody. And I hope that I said something that laid a solid framework for where we'll go from here. Okay. So with that being said, average is failure. Don't just pursue the dream, become the dream. Okay. And it's not going to be easy. And it's not going to happen overnight, but it can happen. And though there's no guarantee, the journey alone, you know, you want people with you on your journey, but the journey by itself has value. I'm hoping that you all will choose to go on your own average is failure journey. It'll probably have distinct things from mine, but I'm sure that there are a lot of things that will be very similar, and you can learn from me, and I'm hoping to learn from some of you all as well, okay? Anyway, if I have been helpful, you all, you know what I believe would be helpful? For you to all to rate this podcast. Hopefully it's even in these beginning stages, it's 5-star. But if not, that's okay. You know, maybe leave some comments to let me know what I can do better. If you want to reach out to me directly, feel free to check me out on Average is Failure on Instagram. We can talk a little bit. I'm all open for it. Okay. And again, maybe in the next episode, what I'll talk about is, you know, I've talked a bit about where I was last episode. Next episode, I'll talk a bit about where I want to be. Okay. That might be a good conversation. So with that being said, let me wrap this up. You all have a blessed rest of the week. All right. Thank you all for listening. Peace. As always, thank you all for listening to another episode of Belief and Hustle. Remember, average is failure. Don't just pursue the dream, become the dream. Peace.